Blog Talk Radio.
Life Morning Show here on the Set Apart Living Radio Network. And as you always, it is a pleasure to be here with you this morning and to just have these conversations and discussions. And I look forward to being here on my day. So hoping all is well with you all. And just, like I said, looking forward to having a great discussion. This is Thursday, according to the Gregorian calendar, this is February the 5th, Thursday, February the 5th, 2015. And, yeah, I just can't wait to the Most High reveal his true calendar to us. I know a lot of people go around saying we have the right calendar, our calendar is correct, but do we really know that yet? And I say, no, not yet. But we're searching. As long as we're doing our due diligence to search for his truth, we're pretty good. Because I think he honors us for at least trying, you know. Well, anyway, hoping all is well, like I said, and looking forward to this great discussion. Anyway, what I wanted to do, I wanted to touch on some things that I was talking about the last time I was here. We were talking about covenants and treaties and how they operate within the kingdom. Well, how they operated in ancient times, and that's the way they operate in the kingdom as well. Because we know that Abba Yah never changes; everything stays the same. Because He says, "I do not change." His covenants stay the same. Like I said, now the commandments that govern the covenant might be something might be added to or taken away. We know that Yeshua did add a new commandment to that. He says, a new commandment I add, and that is that you love one another. Yes, he added that to the commandments, but it didn't change the covenants, and people need to understand that. So, yes. Anyway, also, wait a minute. It was something that I wanted to tell you guys, and I know, and I said I didn't want to forget, but I think I forgot. Well, it'll come to me. Oh darn, I wish I remember what that was. I need to start writing everything down. I really do. Anyway, back to what I was saying. We know, like I was saying, that Yeshua added a new commandment, but not a new covenant. And we know that people in the church don't understand the difference between a commandment and a covenant. They don't understand that a covenant can never be broken. They don't know that you can kind of tweak, I mean, not tweak it, but add to the commandments that govern the covenant. All right. So with that, I'm going to move on to my discussion of the day. And what is my discussion for today? Oh, before I even go to that, let me give a quick review on this foot. I'm still waiting for my appointment to go to see the orthopedic specialist. Orthopedic, I should say, orthopedic. Well, I guess it could be orthopedic. I'm here in the West, not in the East. See, to check on this foot. But I think it's coming along. Every now and again, I'll bump it against something, and it let me know that it's not right. Because it doesn't really hurt as long as I'm sitting still, or have my leg propped up. It doesn't hurt, but it will swell up. If I have it down too long, I notice, because I can feel it when it does. So, but other than that, I think it's getting better, because like I said, there's no pain there. All right. Okay, now moving on to the discussion. What are we going to discuss this morning? One of my favorite topics to always discuss is getting ready for the feast days, for the set apart days, and how do you prepare? What are you preparing for? Yeah, that's one of my favorites. But what I did want to share with the sisters, though, is those who sew and like to buy awesome material. Let me see. Here, I want to give you guys a heads up on an awesome place that sells linen, all kind of linens. They have linens, all different weights. They have colors. They have summer winter linens for the fall. They have all these kind of good things that they do. They have this thing called doggy bags where you can get like remnants of material that's left over. But anyway, I'm going to give you the website. It's called Fabrics with the S at the end, -store.com. That is fabrics. I just say fabrics because some people say, what's a hyphen? So fabrics-store.com. Go there and have a look at their linens. They have some awesome linens that you get there. Like I said, every different kind of weight. They have colors, and they have a lot of different things on this website. Fabric types. Go check it out. Go check it out. They're having they have sales. Like, what do they have on sale right now? They have a linen. It's a bleach linen, and it's on sale for, let's see, $8.29 a yard. And this is 100% linen fabric too. It's 100%. There's no it's not mixed with anything. So anyway, and you can also, if you want to see their linens, you can go on and order swatch cards, and the swatches will come, and you can see the different type linens that they offer. So I wanted to share that information. So that's fabricstore.com, where they have linen fabric, where you can go in and look at, the different linens that they have. You can buy boots too. So yeah, check it out. Because I know, the Most High put linen on his priest. That was a good fabric. You know, linen is a breathable fabric that has frequencies in it, and that's good for your body. So, yeah, go check out Fabrics, FABRICS-store.com, you know, for your good fabrics. Okay? And for those that of you that sew, yeah, check out the different places you can get material, because a lot of places have right now have materials and things and notions and threads and things on sale. You can go to Walmart and get your threads, scissors, and all that kind of stuff. It would be a good time to start putting together sewing boxes, and, you know, putting in your threads and your needles and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, looking forward to doing that myself, because I said I was going to do a video on how to put together a sewing box to be able to sew by hand. Because if the grid ever goes down and we can't use electricity, we're going to know how to sew by hand like great-great-grandma and them used to do. You know, because they didn't have all these modern things that we have today. And yeah, that's what I think I'll talk about, because I really didn't know what I was going to be talking about today. Sewing, by, you know, doing everything manually instead of with machines. Yes, I have a sewing machine, but it's best to learn how to do things, you know, the old-fashioned way. I mean, we don't have to do it like that every day, but it would be nice to sit down and, like, for instance, make an apron and sew it by hand. Or you can make, if you are a mother of daughters, young daughters, you can sit down and make with them with towels and ribbons and with face towels and ribbons, needles and thread. You can make slippers. And I think that might be another thing that I make. You know, you can sit down and you make slippers with face towels for the young ones. Yes, you can do that. And it's a fun project I learned how to do when I was in elementary school. I learned how to make an apron. The apron was when I was in junior high school when we took home ec back in the day. You know, it's home ec is not like it used to be back in the day you actually learn how to do things, you know, and the apron we sewed by hand. You know, we did learn how to use the machine, but they did teach us how to sew by hand first. And it was, you know, a wonderful experience to learn how to do those things. So, learn how to sew by hand. Learn how to, if you're a person who makes bread and you need it in a bread machine or with your KitchenAid mixer, learn how to knead that bread by hand. Learn how to do things manually, because it's important that we know how to do that. You know, it's a convenience for people to do that, but I call it sometimes laziness too. You know, those things have made us lazy, because, you know, we don't know how to do the things we used to do anymore. I was watching this program on the future of farming on YouTube, and they were talking about how much it costs us to farm because of fossil fuels. Like, you have to use gas and all that kind of stuff. That was so expensive. And how people using tractors and all that kind of stuff, and they don't know how to use the hand tools anymore. And that's a shame, you know. Now, that's why I like, you know, the Amish, the way they live, because they live a simple life. I'm not saying I agree with their religion and all that stuff, but the way they live is so, so simple. They've lived off-grid, you know, for many years. Now, some of them are starting to become, you know, move up into the modern times. You know, they drive now, and some even have electricity. But there are those who live the old way. And Yeah, and that's something that we need to get back to. We need to learn how to live that simple lifestyle because, believe it or not, it's going to come a day in the future where we're not going to have access to all the stuff we have now. So, right now, I'm going to take a break and I'll see you on the other side.
Shalom Yisrael. I would like to introduce you to HebrewMarketplace.com, a business directory for Hebrew Israelites across the globe. This is a platform for us to find and support each other in our endeavors. If you have a product or a service that you offer that you would like to present to your Hebrew family, I invite you to get listed at HebrewMarketplace.com. You can post your business information, pictures, and a video link in your listing. There's also a space to post your events here for free. Come by and visit the site often to see new listings and support our brothers and sisters in their endeavors. And remember to share the site and the listings that you find here with others. Shalom, Mishpacha.
Galatians 3:16 reads, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made." He does not say, "and to seeds, as of many," but "as of one, and to your seed, who is Messiah." And this I say, that the Torah, which was given 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by Yahuwah, that it should make the promise of no effect. Paul is simply saying that in all of mankind since Adam, only one person has qualified to receive the inheritance of all the promises that were made to Abraham, Yeshua the Messiah. He is that seed, because only Yeshua was found to be perfect, because he met every condition of the covenant. So he then became the inheritor of eternal life. And this is why the grave could not legally hold him. This shows the importance of keeping the Torah, and why Yeshua said that not one jot or tittle of the Torah would pass away until all is fulfilled in Matthew 5:18. Galatians 3:29 states, "If you belong to Messiah, then you are Abraham's seed and joint heirs according to the promise." Paul continues to explain that the Abrahamic covenant promises cannot be annulled through the Torah, for Torah simply defines what sin is for all eternity, and no covenant made with man will ever do away with Father's Torah. If you do away with Father's Torah, you do away with him, for he lives according to his Torah, which describes him, and according to Jeremiah 1:12, he watches over his word to perform it. Even the Mosaic covenant principles in Torah regarding sacrifices are still significant under the new covenant, because our bodies become the reasonable sacrifice according to Romans 12. Yeshua requires our fleshly nature to be sacrificed so that he can write his Torah on our heart, so that we will not sin, for sin is the transgression of the Torah. Paul states in Colossians 3:5, to put to death the lust of our earthly nature, and Torah is our instructions on how to do just that and become set apart and return to Father. I'm Bill Sanford with the Torah Thought for the day.
When Yahshua was in Mitzrayim's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard that they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Masha, way down in Mitzrayim's land. Hello, Pharaoh, to let my people go. Oh, let us all from bondage flee, let my people go. And let a soul in Mashiach be free, let my people go. Go down, Mashiach, way down in Mitzrayim's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. You need not always weep and mourn, let my people go. And wear those slavery chains forlorn, let my people go. Go down, Masha, way down in Mitzrayim's land. Tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Your foes shall not before you stand, let my people go. You shall possess fair Canaan land, let my people go. go down my shaft, way down in Mithraim's lay, and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Go down my shaft, way down in Mithraim's lay, and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go, so that we may worship him, so that we may worship him, worship Yahuwah. So that we may worship him, so that we may worship him, worship Yahuwah.
What's up, brother? You know the Lord loves you, right? Yeah. You know we Israel, right? We the chosen people. Yeah. He lead that, brother. Yeah. After many years of hard bondage, the curse of the ancient is finally lifting off us, and Judah's rising up out they sleeping slumber. And we standing on the corner prophesizing like the sign of Jonah. Christ is coming. Christianity, yeah, that's that new bondage. Holy people trying to serve him on a pagan Sunday. America would be destroyed before the second coming. We prophesizing on the way, man, is taking trouble. We take the scriptures, we can bust any philosopher's bubble. Break them down with these scriptures, man, with no struggle. We give it away freely, brother. Yes, this is no hustle. The Lord knows your trouble. Gather with the holy brother.
Children,
yeah,
of the promise.
Yeah, we
all
back.
Of God's children.
God's
children of bondage. Israel.
I'm living my
children.
Life for the love of Christ. Man, they said I was an African, but I'm an Israelite. I praise the Most High for sending down that holy light, for giving me peace of mind, brother, in my darkest nights. A living sacrifice Christ commands us all to be. To love your brothers, man, and pray for your enemies. Remember Calvary, what he done for you and me. He mentally and spiritually, man, he set us free. 3 days in Hades, man, we should afford to need a mic. We should be the first to share the love and show the light. I praise the Most High, cause every day I got to fight. And now I know why they hated me for his name's sake. We will rise again,
children,
Israel.
Children of the promise, all of God's children, children of the bondage, Israel's children.
Let no man deceive you, and be aware of all the evil that men do, and never bow down to idols like the Hindu. Put your faith in Yeshua, he'll deliver you. God Almighty, yes, he's all powerful. It's like that 7-day march around Jericho. Let the archers bend their bow. Yes, it's time to go back to Zion, where we once was before. Come on.
Children of the promise.
Free, brother.
All of God's
no
children.
No longer do we have to abide by
children of the bondage.
Laws that break
Israel,
laws.
Israel's children. Children of the
Lord has
promise. All of God's
time to go.
Children of the bondage. Israel.
Set apart music. All praises to the Most High Yah. IH, set apart music. They say it's going down, we say it's going up. The name of Yah is the only thing we throwing up. They say it's going down, we say it's going up. The name of Yah is the only thing we throwing up. They say it's going down, we say it's going up. The name of Yah is the only thing we throwing up. They say it's going down, we say it's going up. The name of Yah is the only thing we throwing up.
I was living for my own desires, caught up in the mix. Thought the only way to find happiness was getting rich.
Man.
Blinded by the glamour and the glitz. Out hustling, my only motivation was to get what I could get. By any means necessary, come up with a scheme. All to achieve the American dream. The women and the cars that you see in magazines.
Right.
So-called star living life as a king. Parallel reality, it's all a distraction. Found out the truth, now my thoughts and my actions on another level, see my ways ain't the same. People I was close to, looking at me strange. Exactly how I like it, let me know I'm set apart. Yeah, I turned on the light, I'm no longer in the dark. Now I fully understand what it is to be a man. Say, following the Most High's laws and commands. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection. And praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection. I'm far from religious, it's the nation that I represent. Hebrew, Israelite, I can show the evidence. Written in the Bible, our history and heritage. Chosen by the Most High to be
hallelujah.
His inheritance. Living with the curses, but we seeking and we turning back. Ways of the world, we no longer take
not
a part in that. Lies and corruption, on that wide road that leads to destruction. Who you put your trust in? Government officials and these leaders can't deliver you.
Nope.
Secretly they plotting and they scheming to get rid of you. Really don't consider you. Yes, you put your faith in flesh and blood men who can't bring you salvation. Righteous and the wicked, there must be a separation. Know where you stand on this day of visitation.
On
my foundation, lacing up my boots, I'ma set apart. So damn, my weapon is the truth. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection. And praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection. I believe in the law, prophets, and the Messiah. Now I gotta prove it, so it's trial by fire. Just living on the spirit, to my thoughts much higher.
You
wanna serve Yah, obedience is required. Just a fellow servant, I ain't trying to say I'm righteous. But every day I'm striving, seeking and abiding. Walking down a path, letting Yah be my guidance. Even blindfolded, gotta stay focused. Speak the good news and I'm spreading it with boldness. To the lost sheep, know the deceit in my motives. Try to stay blameless, humble and meek. You don't have to lift weights, Yah strength is the weak. In the land of deceit, woke me up from my sleep. So how could I return to a life in the street? See, I know where I've been and know where I'm at. And I prefer the latter, ain't no way I'm going back. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection. And praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection. Now I say hallelujah, give praise to his name. And if you had wisdom, then you would do the same. His grace and compassion is how I overcame. Even when it looked grim, he brought me through the rain. So don't worry about the weather, indeed it gets better. You put Yah first, you can make it through whatever. Every day I'm breathing, I strive for perfection. And praying I'm awakened in that first resurrection.
We child of Yah, Yah first. Before that, we played Children of the Promise, his Hebrew Israelite song. I got to get the name of that person. And then we had Let My People Go by Hadara by Yah. Yeah, and it is 29 after the hour. It is 53 degrees and foggy here in Los Angeles. So anyway, before I get back to our discussion, I just want to do a rundown on our Cedar Living Network of the shows. On Monday evenings at 6, we have Hey, Did You Know? With Shannon, Trish, and yours truly. Then we have on Tuesday mornings, Hey, Did You Know comes on Mondays at 6 p.m. in the evening. Then Tuesdays, we have the Set Apart Life Morning Show, which comes on 8 a.m. Then Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, all these times are Pacific Standard Times. We have Keeping It Royal with Marika Davis. Join her. She had an awesome show last night. She had a special guest. And Nia Greer. So go back and listen to the archives. Yes, she comes on again, like I said, 6 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. Thursday mornings, we have the Set Apart Live Morning Show again, and also on Friday morning. So tune in to any of those shows. Pick one. There's something for everybody. All right. And we were talking about, what were we talking about? Oh, doing things manually and different things. Okay, now, I think I talked about a lot of this before, though. But for those of you who didn't hear before, is learning how to do things with your hands instead of doing everything by machine. Because we know one day in the future we're not going to be able to use all those electric-powered things, okay? We need to learn how to garden, you know, to get the best out of our gardening. And I'm learning now myself about, it's called forest gardening, how to let just things grow wild, and you plant within a forest setting, and you can do this on any amount of land. A lot of people might think it looks unkept, but in actuality, it's a system that is awesome. You can grow more food in with that style, because you have fruit trees, and among your fruit trees, you have your vegetables growing, but you also have other things growing that help feed the soil and help feed different kinds of plants. So, yeah, that's one I'm looking into now, forest gardening. It looks interesting. You know, I've been watching YouTube videos on it, so I think I'm going to take an area in my yard and do that. Just to see how everything works out. I'm going to do my regular garden, but I do want to take an area in the garden and try that. So, yeah. There are so many things, sisters, that we need to learn how to do. Like I said, we really need to learn how to do. I think I talked about, you know, if something happened and you have an infant, a toddler who is still in diapers, and all you use is like Pampers and Huggies, if the system shut down and you couldn't get those, what would you do? And I try to tell, you know, like my grandchildren who have children in diapers, you guys need to invest in cloth diapers. That way you will have something on hand, you know. I also tell people to invest, you know, if you know you have a baby or infant, invest in powdered milk. And one of the best, I know this might not, and might sound gross to you or whatever, but one of the best milkshakes you can get for your child as a baby still on formula is goat's milk. You can get powdered goat's milk. I know it's expensive, but every time you have the chance and you go to the store, stock up on it. Get a can. Yeah, it is expensive. You can buy the can, the liquid kind, the concentrated kind too, because that lasts a long time too. You get a few cans, get some powder, get some liquid, you know, and just put it away so your baby will have milk in case something happens. Invest in, I'm not one that really drinks milk, but I know a lot of people do. But invest in powdered milk. Put this stuff away, you know, seal it up and put it away. Because most of the stuff can last a year, you know. After you have it a year, replace it, and you know, use what you got and replace it. But yeah, put stuff away so you have for your babies and your children and so forth and so on. And how many of you mommies out there have emergency first aid kits for your little one if they should get hurt during a disaster or whatever? I'm talking about like Band-Aids, peroxide, alcohol, antibiotic ointment, you know, baby Tylenol and stuff like that in an emergency kit. How many do you have that? You know, those that don't, you know, I say do it. Maybe there's something else I need to do too. Baby emergency kit. Yeah. Okay, and what else? For infants and babies. Yeah, I said Band-Aids. But yeah, we need to put those that kind of stuff together for them too. Along with, like I said, cloth diapers, the milk. You know, have your little ones, you know, taken care of in a case of emergency. A lot of times we think of ourselves, but we never think about them. We think about the regular standard stuff, but we don't think about the, you know, like I said, the milk and everything. And, you know, they have these little pouches now, baby food that they can suck, the little sucky things. I don't know what they call them, but you can throw a few of those in your emergency kit as well, for, you know, your baby kit as well. As a matter of fact, fix a whole backpack for a baby, you know, for the diapers, and you might want to put some teething medicine and all that kind of stuff in there too. So, and thermometers, you need thermometers in case they get a fever, you know, just all kind of stuff like that. That's something you can do as well. What else? Okay, that's for the little one. Yeah, but research how to put these things together, because like I said, you can go online, you can read, you can watch it on YouTube of how to put these things together, because it is important that we know how to do all this stuff. And sit, because if we sit and wait till the last minute, you know, we're going to be up the creek without a paddle, as they say. So do it now. Do it now. Get it done now. Also, you know, I don't want to talk about just bad things. That's just something that came about. And I also want to talk about if you haven't started learning how to can yet, then start doing that. You know, start doing that. Canning is awesome. You can make your favorite jellies. You can also make peanut butter if you have a food processor. If you don't have a food processor, I know a food processor is an electric appliance now that you can use now. You can make your own peanut butter. You know, you get you some dry roasted nuts, add your own salt or honey or whatever you want in there, make you some peanut butter. That way you know what your family is eating. You know, I know many of you probably heard the show I did when I was going over the list of what's in your food. At least this way, when you make it yourself, you know what's in there. So do that. And let's see, what else? The peanut butter, you can make almond butter. Anything you want, cashew butter. All those butters, you know, that we can buy in the store, you can actually make them yourself. But, you know, you can get the organic peanut and make, you know, peanut butter for your children and make your own jelly. Because, like I say, you know what's in it. You know, the only ingredients that's going to be in there is what you put in it. Okay? What else? Let me see. Soap making. Yes, that's another one. Learn how to make your own soap. Even if you don't want to do the kind like I do, the hot process and with the lye and all that, you can go to different companies like Brambleberry and other companies and buy what they call soap. It's called melting pour. It's a soap is that you pour, you melt it, and you put it in a mold and you just make it, okay? At least you can get a good, what I call vegan or non-pork product soap base and to make your own soap. Same thing with your, to make your laundry soap. You have your own base, you know, soap base to make your laundry soap. That way you don't have to worry about what's in it. There's a lot of things that we need to start learning how to do. To prepare, you know, get your family prepared. Is your family prepared? Get your family prepared to live a clean, you know, the best way they know how, the cleanest way they know how. Because I know a lot of women love Dove soap, but Dove soap, I can guarantee, bet you, is made with lard, okay, with pig lard. So get your family prepared where they're living the clean life and they don't have to worry about, oh, what's in this and what's in that, because, you know, they put pork in everything, everything. Pork enzymes is in medication. Even like when you take Tylenol that's in the capsule, that's made with gelatin, you know, pork gelatin. And we know pork gelatin is cheap, so a lot of people use it, okay? So, yeah, just get your family prepared where they don't have to be using all that fake, you know, nasty, abominationable stuff, okay? So, right here, we're going to take another break. And then we're going to be right back. Let's see.
Yeshua states in Luke 6:37, "Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned." At first glance, many have mistakenly taken this comment to mean that we have no right to judge one another. And that is not what Yeshua is saying. Rather, he is giving us a warning. For we know that Torah actually gives us the right to judge one another according to our deeds. For Yeshua tells us in Luke 12:57, "Why don't you judge for yourselves what is right?" And again in John 7:24, Yeshua says, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." Righteous judgment requires two or more witnesses, and it must be in accordance to the standards of what is wrong or right in Torah. Even Paul states in 1 Corinthians 11:13 that we are to judge for ourselves. So it's not that Yeshua is telling us not to judge, but he goes on to give us the reason for the warning not to judge in verse 38. "For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Yeshua is speaking about what comes out of our mouth concerning what we say about one another. He is going to hold us accountable for every idle word, according to Matthew 12:36. In the Beatitudes, there is a promise in Matthew 5:7, "Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy." So what Yeshua is trying to tell us simply that we had better be careful in our judgment and judge righteously, because whatever measure we judge one another, Father in heaven will judge us with the same measure. This is Torah. Proverbs 6:2 says, "We are ensnared by the words of our mouth." As believers, we must begin to watch closely what we say about one another and strangers. It is better to remain silent than to speak something that is false, and not only grieve the Spirit of grace, but put ourselves in a place where we would be judged by Father. And as Paul said in Romans 13:8, "Owe no man nothing but love." And in doing so, we fulfill Torah. I'm Bill Sanford with a Torah thought for the day.
If there's one thing I've learned as an Israelite, yeah, we've got to keep the commandment. I was tired of being fed up, so I got the Bible and opened it up, yeah. And I saw that I was living wrong, wild out, yes I was. Now I do my best to follow these laws, oh yeah. And I decided I'll stop playing games, I don't wanna be the same like I used to be, oh no. Too much, and the truth out the truth back and forth too much. No, this time I'm gonna be faithful, that's for sure, yeah, 'cause I don't wanna live the way I did before.
Stand in on his promises. And if you could relate to that, this song's for you.
Every time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better, I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Yes, but
I couldn't find it at all, yeah.
But he always came on time and made it right.
My break, and that song is I'm Nothing Without Him. Then we had Dennis Witherspoon with Children of Yahweh, and then Keep the Commandments, the Hebrew Israelite song. It is 55 after the hour, and this is a short show today, and our time is winding down. And I just like to say, you know, I appreciate all those of you who join me in the morning to do the Set Apart Life Morning Show. And, you know, it's indeed, like I said, it's a pleasure to come here and be with you guys in the mornings, and I look forward to it every morning. This morning, for some reason, I'm kind of out of sorts, you know, but that's okay. That's okay. Yah has everything under control, and we're going to continue to rely on Him. So I'm going to say wishing you all a great rest of the day. And we shall see you tomorrow morning at the same time, same station. And with that, I'm going to say Shalom Aleichem.